As fish managers attempted to preserve the Yukon River king salmon last summer, commercial chum fishermen tried out some new gear. They used dip nets and beach seine gear by emergency order during the many king salmon closures. They brought in nearly 200,000 fish, but some say that's not enough for their income or for the future of the fishery. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
A proposal from the Yukon Delta Fisheries Development Association would allow purse seine gear. They argue that the dip nets used last summer are inefficient and too many chum are escaping to spawn. The Board of Fish earlier this month found that it is indeed an emergency by a 4-3 vote that added the proposal to their March agenda. Gene Sandone is a former state biologist and consultant for YDFDA, that's the group pushing the gear change. He says last summer's experiment was a good start, but it doesn't fully address the economic or biological needs.
The dip nets, I think, prevented a disaster. They are extremely inefficient gear. Participation was fairly low throughout the mid portion of the run.
Over 1.6 million summer chums were missed in the harvest this year, and a good 2.6 million were counted as escapement. Sandone's research says that too many chums escaping upriver could be detrimental to future runs. The return curve drops off as you approach 2 million.
But because basically limitations in the Yukon, if you put 2 million fish on the spawning grounds, you may get 2 million back. So it's basically a return per spawner of one or even less. So you may actually get less fish back than you put on the spawning grounds.
YDFDA and Fish and Game experimented with purse seines last summer, all powered by hand. There's not a history of that gear type on the Yukon.
We said, why not? Let's give it a try, see if it's doable, because we had no idea whether we could do it in the river or not with the current and the tides and the snags. But I think that we proved that we could do it, and we want to give it a try. We want to harvest these chum salmon and allow the kings to just go upriver after they're released.
Sandone points to plans on the Columbia River in Washington for banning gill nets and using purse seines instead. That allows for the release of king salmon without too much stress. Sandone says he believes the Board of Fish wants to do something to help the Yukon fishermen.
Based upon the test fishing that we did last year, I'm convinced that that we can release any non-target fish alive back into the river. And with purse seines, they're much more efficient than dip nets, and I suspect that we could put a dent into the large surplus of summer chum salmon next year if the board approves the proposal.
Lower Yukon commercial fishermen could stand a benefit. Last year, they earned under $2 million in the summer chum fishery, and they gave up more than $4 million in foregone harvests. I'm Ben Matheson.